This is David Duke. And this is David Duke, and this is the David Duke Internet Web Radio Broadcast, broadcasting to the entire world with news and information of vital importance to Europeans and people of European descent, no matter where they may live upon the earth. And as I always say, this program's important for all people, because there's no bigger problem on the earth than the problem of Jewish extremism and the clash of civilizations and the incredible violence that's coming from the Middle East because of the Israeli Jewish supremacist state. In a recent article entitled "The Usual Suspects, Academics Confront Anti-Semitic Accusations," Dr. Stephen Walt and Dr. John Mersheimer are interviewed by Lewis Godfrey in the Salt Lake City Weekly. In the article, there's an effort to distinguish between, quote, fair-minded academics and, quote, conspiracy theorists, including former presidential candidate David Duke, unquote. Unfortunately, Dr. Walt is quoted in the article as saying, and I quote, on this point, Walt can hardly hide the bitterness in his voice. Dr. Mersheimer and I abhor that someone like David Duke would use our scholarship to advance his agenda, he says. Such statements demand a response from me. First off, I am no conspiracy theorist. I don't conjure up any images of Jewish or any other kind of conspiracies. I simply talk about the realities of Jewish extremist power in media and government that has led America to support the criminal actions of Israel and to wage the disastrous Iraq war. Conspiracy is one of the words constantly used by our opponents to discredit us. I don't use the word and never have used it. The fact is that there's no truly hidden conspiracy. The pursuit of their Israeli agenda by powerful Jewish extremists is an obvious fact of life. It is brazen. Who were the advocates of the Iraq war? Answer: the neocons, a group of radical Israeli partisans who are overwhelmingly made up of Jewish extremists such as Richard Perle, Paul Wolfowitz, David Wormser, Douglas Feith, William Krister, Scooter Libby, Elliot Abrams, and a continuing list that looks like a guest list at a bar mitzvah. Years before the Iraq war, Richard Perle, Douglas Feith, David Wormser, and other American neocons actually wrote a paper for the Israeli government urging war against Iraq, Syria, and Iran, a war that was seen as critical to Israel's agenda. The paper was called "A Clean Break, A New Strategy for Securing the Realm." Now, these are the very same neoconservatives who orchestrated the Iraq war. You can't get more brazen and obvious than that. Neoconservatism itself is a movement that was founded by an extreme pro-Israel radical and former Trotskyite Leo Strauss. If I'm to be labeled a conspiracy theorist, then Walt and Mersheimer must be labeled likewise, for they have precisely repeated all my arguments. Almost every time my name is mentioned in the press, it's accompanied by monikers such as anti-Semite, racist, neo-Nazi, Klansman, fascist, and other terms of derision. If there was any real fairness in the press, my correct title would be Representative David Duke, as I was a former member of the House of Representatives in Louisiana, and once you hold public office, that's generally the title you are given for the rest of your life. If that's not so, then why is Teddy Kennedy not routinely referred to as Hero of Chappaquiddick? Why is Senator Robert Byrd not, quote, former Klansman Robert Byrd? Why is Representative Bobby Rush not always referred to as, quote, former Black Panther Bobby Rush? Why is Ariel Sharon not always introduced as, quote, the man responsible for the Sabra and Shatila massacre? In fact, why are not most Israeli prime ministers such as Begin, Chirac, and others labeled former terrorists, which assuredly they are. And why is the president not preceded by, quote, former alcoholic or former cokehead George Bush? Need I go further? So why the double standard? It is, of course, because over the past 30 years, I have been one of the outstanding researchers, writers, and spokesmen in the world against the dangers of Jewish extremism. It is because of my successful political races for high office, where I garnered more than 60% of the European American vote, a level of support that made organized Jewish power frantic with fear and hatred, and thus made them determined to diminish my support. It is not my past that causes this reaction. If I would have sold out and become a politician that unquestionably supports Israel, my past would be a footnote, not a headline. In-depth profiles of me would read how great it is that David Duke has overcome his past, and we would read stories of redemption of this righteous Gentile. Dr. Norman Finkelstein shows this clearly when he was interviewed by Amy Goodman on the Democracy Now! Television program. He gave a series of examples of anti-Semites who have become praised and even given Jewish awards if they support Israel. He points out Reagan's Bitburg Cemetery speech, where Reagan said that the Nazi SS soldiers were victims just as much as the Jews were victims. And then he talked about Italian Prime Minister Berlusconi and his praise of Mussolini. Quote, Norman Finkelstein, former president of Italy, gave this speech praising Mussolini and saying all the charges against Mussolini were false. He was basically a good guy. Remember, Mussolini passed the anti-Semitic laws at the end of his regime, sent Jews to their death. The ADL, Anti-Defamation League, Abraham Foxman, who is now accusing Amnesty International of borderline anti-Semitism, they gave Berlusconi the Distinguished Statesman of the Year award and had a big gala for him. Why is the ADL giving this guy an award? Well, the answer was simple, because at that point he was the only European leader who was very pro. He was very pro-Israel. They don't care about Holocaust denial. They have no interest in it. Unquote. Secondly, concerning the quote about me by Dr. Stephen Walt, I don't know if the quote is authentic or not, but the sentiment is certainly the very opposite of the truth. Stephen Walt is like a guy stopped by the police for speeding and then screaming that the guy ahead of him was going even faster. It's as if Walt is saying, I'm not an anti-Semite. David Duke's the anti-Semite. I'm a good guy. I'm not like David Duke. Although the basic criticisms of the Jewish critics of Walt and Mearsheimer were false, and although ad hominem attacks on the paper by arguing that bad people such as David Duke say the same thing is an academically bankrupt argument, Jewish critics did correctly point out that every core thesis expounded by Israel and U.S. foreign policy has been researched, documented, written about, and spoken about by me for many years. The core principles of the Walt and Mearsheimer paper are, 1, there is an extremely powerful, radically pro-Israel power inside the government and the media of the United States. 2, that this power is organized by many powerful Jewish groups and has allies among some Gentiles and even some evangelical groups. 3, that this power has influenced American foreign policy to support the criminal actions of Israel. 4, that support of Israel and its agenda has harmed the strategic and other vital interests of the American people. 5, that it has made America a target of terrorism. And 6, that it had a leading role in America going to war in Iraq for the strategic interests of Israel while damaging the vital interests of the United States. Decades before Walt's Harvard paper, I warned that the Israeli support created by Jewish extremist power in the government of the United States and in the media were harming American vital interests in the Mideast and elsewhere. Long before the carnage of 9/11, I warned that American policy in supporting Israel would spur terrorist activity against Americans and come at a horrendous cost of American lives, economic expenditure, and American security. Even before the arrest and conviction of Israeli master spy Jonathan Pollard, I warned relentlessly about the danger of Israeli spies and fifth columnists in the American government. Long before the start of the Iraq War, I warned that the Jewish extremist neocons were leading us into a war for Israel and Iraq, a war that would cause devastating harm to both the United States and to the people of Iraq. I repeatedly warned that Saddam's supposed weapons of mass destruction were media lies of mass deception. I warned that the war would only increase hatred and terrorism against the United States rather than diminish it. The fact that I repeatedly made these warnings is easily and clearly documented. Long before Walt and Mearsheimer spoke out, I warned of the obvious danger inherent in having the most powerful lobby in the American Congress being subservient to a foreign nation. Now, no matter how much I might admire these two academics for finally finding the nerve to stand up and state these same truths, I will not let their slanders of me go unanswered. It is enough for me to be attacked, smeared, belittled, marginalized almost every day of my adult life by the same press that unfairly now labels Walt and Mearsheimer with the same false label they've used on me for years, anti-Semite. For these professors to join the Jewish criticism of me in hopes that by attacking me they will earn a pass by these same Jewish extremists is treacherous and dishonest, to say the least. I will not remain quiet while they say that they abhor me using their scholarship to advance my agenda. If anything, they have adopted many of my ideas and much of my research to their own thesis, which is remarkably close to my own, and written long after my own. While Walt and Mearsheimer have sat in their academic ivory towers of prestige and financial reward, I have labored relentlessly for years exposing the Jewish extremists who were subverting American media and government. While they kept their mouths shut for years in fear of Jewish power, I researched, wrote, published, and spoke out about this power again and again. Long before Walt and Mearsheimer were labeled as anti-Semites by the Jewish extremists, I've been physically attacked by mobs of raging Jewish radicals. I've been accused of every possible impropriety and endured relentless personal slander in the Jewish press. I was the victim of perhaps the most vicious and expensive political campaign of filth and slander in American history, when I came very close to the portals of the United States Senate and the governorship of Louisiana. I am absolutely sure that Walt and Mearsheimer have read much of my material on these matters. They surely have benefited in their own understanding of the problem from my academic research and numerous citations, footnotes, and references. Any Google search on any of the key words and phrases contained in their paper will find thousands of references to my own long-published writings on these matters. Saying that I used Walt and Mearsheimer's scholarship to advance my agenda is precisely the opposite of reality. I beg the good professor's pardon whose scholarship on these issues came first? I have never desired for Walter Mearsheimer to publicly acknowledge my contributions to this scholarship. If they think they can be more effective by not mentioning me in my work, I have no problem with that. But I have a big problem with Walt and Mearsheimer trying to wash their hands of the Jewish extremists' slanders against them by joining the Alan Dershowitzes of the world and attacking me. For I am a man who has simply told the truth about the dangers of Jewish extremist power for many years. I've never attacked all Jews. I've praised courageous Jews such as Israel Shahak, Seymour Hersh, Philip Weiss, and Norman Finkelstein. Just as Walt and Mearsheimer, I have argued that Jewish extremists end up damaging the Jewish community at large as well as the Gentile community. I am no anti-Semite, racist, or supremacist, but a man who has endured those kinds of attacks and slanders simply because I've stood up for years and told the same truths that Walt and Mearsheimer are now finally beginning to express. Until the opponents of Jewish extremism stop playing the game according to the rules laid down by our enemies, we will never succeed in our struggle to free the American government and the American media from their nefarious grip. They are leading America and the world to hatred, war, death, and economic apocalypse. Those of us who tell the truth on this matter will be demonized by those who are the real demons of war and hatred. This is true about Walt and Mearsheimer, and this is true about me. I plead with Walt and Mearsheimer. You, who are new to this effort for our freedom, don't let yourself be manipulated by the same Jewish extremist power that you oppose. The struggle against the Jewish extremists is truly a great struggle for the independence of America. The idea that the American nation and American foreign policy should not be controlled by a foreign nation our foreign interests is the very founding principle of America as expressed in our Declaration of Independence. At the signing of the Declaration of Independence, Benjamin Franklin said, quote, "We must all hang together, or assuredly we shall all hang separately." Hopefully, Walt and Mearsheimer will embrace and follow those sentiments in the future. Well, folks, that's my response to the article that appeared in the Salt Lake City publication. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope that you realize that this work is vital. I am proud to say that I've been ahead of the curve on all these issues over the years, and that I've endured the criticism and the attacks because of the fact that I've been a leader on these issues. I don't oppose Walt and Mearsheimer. I support their efforts, but I certainly don't want to be slandered by them any more than by the Jewish extremists that dominate such of the American media. And I was certainly forced to utter a response to those attacks. I hope all of you listening will realize that this article and this vocal response can be spread throughout the world so easily with a matter of a few keystrokes on the keyboard right in front of you. I need your support and your help. I hope you take this article and post it on many different sites around the American nation and around the world. And I hope that you make sure that your friends and neighbors know about this program. And I certainly do indeed hope that you give us the physical wherewithal, the financial support that we need to continue this program, continue the DavidDuke.com website, and continue my outreach all over the world. And I often feel like I'm Johnny Appleseed of these truths, spreading the truth about the nature of these Jewish extremist elements that so threaten and so damage our world. Thanks so much. I look forward to being with you again tomorrow. This has been a David Duke Worldwide Web Radio broadcast. For more information and to support our vital work, please visit www.daviddukedave.com.